This is Stateside. I'm Christina Shockley, and for Lester Graham. Around 90% of a child's brain is already developed by the time they are 5 years old. And that means the learning that takes place before a kid even reaches kindergarten can have a lifelong impact. Decades of research shows that high-quality preschool can increase graduation rates and future earnings. But while many agree that preschool is a critical investment, early childhood educators earn far less than other teachers. In some states, you can make more working at a fast food restaurant. Here to talk about why that matters is a professor of early childhood education at Eastern Michigan University. Karen Pisorek, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Christine. It's good to be here.
What kind of a salary do most early childhood educators make?
Most childcare teachers, which are those individuals that work with children before they enter kindergarten, nationwide average about $10 to $11 an hour. It's below the poverty line for many of these providers.
Why is that?
Well, it's such a labor-intensive field. If you're working with infants, you need one adult for every four children in the state of Michigan to be a licensed program. You need a large number of people to be support service within the program, which would be your food service, your administrative people, your director. It just is a profession that requires a lot of people with all hands on deck. The ratio does get slightly better with preschool children, toddlers, 1 to 8, 1 to 10, 1 to 12 for preschool children, one adult for every 12 children. It's very labor intensive.
Now, many people know that sending a child to a daycare center or to a preschool is very expensive. Mm-hmm. So why doesn't that translate into a higher rate of pay?
Because of the ratio, so much of the tuition payment the parents pay has to go to salaries. About 75 to 80% of a program's budget is salaries. So there's not a lot of money being made in the early childhood field. The directors aren't walking around with handfuls of money. Elaborate trips or materials aren't being spent. It's just mainly on staff.
What are some of the ramifications of this pay gap?
Well, we have a number of them, being the poor quality care, where you have people who do not have the academic preparation, the background, the knowledge of child development, guiding children in their most formative years. I liken it to building a home or a building that you want to last for 100 years. And if you use poor construction materials, you water down the cement, you use boards that are not of high quality, you are not going to get a finished product that is of high caliber. And the same thing happens with early childhood. People who aren't skilled in how to guide children's behavior will yell at them, will provide limited language. So children in those environments are not getting the background during their formative years that they would need if they were to be successful learners throughout life.
It can be very difficult and stressful to decide what kind of childcare arrangement is right for your
Absolutely.
Children, for your family. Many times it depends on if the parents or one parent or a guardian is going to go back to work and how that's all going to work. How can we both help parents during this time and make sure that young kids are getting the kinds of experiences that they need to grow and develop their young brains?
We can help parents by giving them the equipment they need to search for childcare. What are some of the questions you want to ask when you're looking for care? What do you want to see when you go out there? You can even, if it's public information, look for the salary that this individual might make. Is it a salary that you think is worthy of someone who is caring for your children? Had a situation a few years ago. I was talking to someone, and this is director in Ann Arbor actually posted for Month of the Young Child, which is in April, the salary, the educational level and the salary of all the teachers in the classroom. And she did this with the teacher's permission. One of the parents said to me, "I can't believe what those teachers make. Oh, my gosh, I'm floored." This parent was a hairstylist and volunteered to cut for free the hair of any of the teachers in that program, because they recognized that that was an expense that these teachers couldn't afford.
It seems like there's a problem here, because early childhood education and daycare preschool is very expensive, yet that's not translating into what you're saying is a reasonable rate of pay
right.
for the educators. What's the answer?
It's complicated. The answer would be some subsidy. We do need to have options for families. Just take college tuition. All the focus has been on the expense of going to college. Well, when someone is going to go to college, parents generally know that, well, in 18 years, my child will go to college. We have savings plans you can start for your child when they're born to go to college. You can walk into any bank in this country and get a loan for college. That's an acceptable, I need a loan to go to college. You can't say, hi, I'd like to get a loan to send my child to childcare. That's not something that we do in this country. So we need to recognize that parents are at their lowest earning point when they're paying for childcare, and they need support. We need to have more subsidies. We need to provide some more what's called a sliding scale. So parents who are at the lower income level will pay less than parents who are able to, who can pay more. Some programs do that. They offer a sliding scale. Others, it's one cost for no matter what the parent makes. Recognizing that parents need to be able to get support to pay for children, and only those programs that hire quality teachers will be eligible for that support.
Is one piece of this puzzle the fact that early childhood educators are predominantly women, and typically the early childhood raising years fall on mothers to take the lead? That's changing, but that's typical, I think you can
generally
argue.
Yes, you're right, Christine.
Is that necessary to understanding this issue of what we're talking about here?
It is. We've looked at it for years as women's work, as mother's job. You know, mothers and grandmothers have been doing it for free for years. And people think that, oh, all you're doing is babysitting. How hard can it be? I pay the neighbor girl a couple bucks an hour to watch my child. When people have that thinking, yes, it is hard to change, but now we have the research, the data that strongly supports children being in high-quality programs for their first 5 years. We can't just look at kindergarten as being the starting point for school. You bring the skills that you've learned your first 5 years to kindergarten, and you either start that race on the inner lane of that track or you're starting that race on the outer lane of that track. And it's not a staggered start. You are running the entire race on the outside of that lane of that track. And we need to give everybody the skills they need to be successful.
Karen Pisorek is a professor of early childhood education at Eastern Michigan University. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.